Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, and actually we'll be looking at several different passages that we'll be looking at as it relates to our topic for today. To begin with, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 tells us, "Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live." Again, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. And then in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verses 11 and 12 tell us, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, 'Surely we did not know this,' does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds?" Again, Proverbs 24, verses 11 to 12. Then Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, "You shall not murder." Again, Exodus 20, 13. Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9 tell us, "Open your mouth for the speechless, in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy." Again, Proverbs 31, verses 8 and 9. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 tell us, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations.'" In John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." And then the final scripture we'll share at this time, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Again, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Father, again, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the ways your word guides us, molds us, shapes us. Thank you for how that your word helps us to know your will, to know your heart, and it teaches us how to proceed in terms of our obedience and the way we live our lives and the work to which we are called to do in the world as we proclaim the truth that sets people free. Stir us to be the church that is faithfully, boldly, and prophetically, and faithfully commanding to or committing to hear and to obey your word and to proclaim your word again so the world more and more can be set free. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. I want to say a word of thanks to all of our listeners for participating in our Truth for Youth Bible Week last week. By the grace of God, the Lord blessed us to surpass our goal of, we were able to go beyond 60,000. In fact, the last count was a little over 62,000 Truth for Youth Bibles were given out or that were purchased, that is, so that they can be put in the hands of high school students to be able to give to other students so that they can both hear the gospel and hear the truth of God's word. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for those that called in and ordered Bibles. And pray now that God would just do a mighty work through every single Bible. Each Bible is a seed in the lives of the young people that will receive it. Hope that you pray that God will just continue to use this ministry and every Bible wonderfully to build his kingdom, to save, and to build up believers to become strong followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're blessed today to have as our phone guest today, Catherine Davis. She's the president of the Restoration Project. Catherine, how are you today?
I am well. Thank you for having me on your program.
It's an honor to have you to come on. It's been a little bit, but we're grateful to have you back with us. And Catherine, you're, again, the president of the Restoration Project. Tell our listeners what that ministry is about.
The Restoration Project is a pro-life, pro-family, pro-education organization that right now is focused on life. Because if we don't have life, there is no family that needs an education. Mm-hmm. So right now we are working to end abortion in America. That is one of our primary passions.
Okay. All righty. And also, today you're going to share about an important event that's coming up on August 31st in this year, just shy of 2 weeks from now, in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm going to ask if you'll just take time to jump right in and tell our listeners what the event is and what its goals are.
Well, I don't know if your listeners know, but the Black community in America has been targeted ever since abortion became legalized in this country. Mm-hmm. So going all the way back to 1973, 46 years ago, one organization, Planned Parenthood, began targeting the Black community under their Negro Project. Mm-hmm. And the Negro Project was to pay Black pastors such as yourself and ministry leaders to teach and preach birth control from the pulpit. When abortion became legalized, they then moved seamlessly into promoting abortion as if it is a civil right, and they began marketing their services to Black women in particular. So if you look around our neighborhoods all around America, you will see that Planned Parenthood has taken great care to put almost 80% of their surgical facilities within a two-mile walking radius of a Black or Latino neighborhood. They did that by design. There was an article here in Atlanta paper here called Creative Loafing, where they were asking Planned Parenthood, well, why did you choose that particular location? And they acknowledged that they pay colleges and universities to search out the evidence-based, as they call it, area in which to place their facilities, and then they then go and construct those facilities. Well, right now, in Richmond, Virginia, in the heart of the Church Hill community, which is a Black community, Planned Parenthood is constructing a 10,000-plus square-foot surgical center. They constructed recently, earlier this year, another 10,000-square-foot facility in the Cherry community in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Cherry community is the oldest Black neighborhood in Charlotte. And they are constructing a third 10,000-plus square foot facility in Birmingham, not too far from the historic 16th Street Baptist Church where the four little girls were blown up. So we are having a national day of mourning to protest Planned Parenthood's ongoing targeting of Black women and babies. Mm-hmm. We will start with a processional that will begin in Richmond, Virginia. We'll come down 85 to Raleigh. They'll make a stop in Raleigh and pick up some people for the processional. They'll go on to Charlotte, where they will pick up additional people. And from Charlotte, they will go to Atlanta, where they will spend the night in Atlanta, and then we'll all get up and go to Birmingham on Saturday morning, August 31st. So that's about a 600-mile processional from Richmond, Virginia to Birmingham. But once we get to Birmingham, we are going to go into the Guiding Light Church and have a prayer set, crying out to God to end what has become a genocide to the Black community by shutting Planned Parenthood down. Okay. Because since abortion was legalized, more than 20 million Black lives have been lost. That is more than the entire Black population in 1960 America. And so we are crying out and sparing not for divine intervention to help us end this specific targeting against black women and babies that has been going on actually since 1939 when Planned Parenthood launched the Negro Project.
Mm. Well, Catherine, as we move forward, I want to ask if you'll take a moment specifically to pray for our listeners to really have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say to them through what you'll be sharing today. There are those out there the Lord wants to stir to really pray for this project as well as pray for the ending of abortion. There are those persons that are probably being stirred by the Lord to decide they're going to get involved and get in the processional or maybe to come to Birmingham to that event. But would you pray for believers to have ears to hear what the Lord wants the hearers to do in relation to what you're sharing today?
Yes, Father, we just come before your throne seeking your divine wisdom and intervention for this hour, asking you, Lord, to make it plain to the people that this processional is not about Roe v. Wade and overturning Roe v. Wade. This processional is about a genocide that is happening in America. Would you make it plain so people can understand that Planned Parenthood is doing something that it has not been legal to do since the 1960s. They are targeting one group of people for their abortion services, and their abortion services, along with other abortionists around the country, are having a genocidal impact. And so we pray, Lord, that you would help people see, let the scales fall from our eyes, that we can clearly see what is happening to the children that you ordained to be born. Because the scripture is clear that children are our heritage. They are a blessing from you. And these abortionists have determined that they know more than you know. And they are trying to stop life from happening in these United States. So we pray that you would make it plain and make it clear that everyone can see what is happening in the black community, in particular, since it is the black community that is being so horrifically targeted by one organization, Planned Parenthood. We thank you for increasing our wisdom and understanding. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. So again, the event is called the National Day of Mourning. Is that correct?
That's correct. And it will begin on August 30th with a processional that will start from Richmond, Virginia, and it will end on August 31st in the Guiding Light Church on Rogers Bridge Road in Birmingham.
Okay, then. Okay, now that's Bishop Jim Lowe, the pastor there at Guiding Light Church in Birmingham. Well, so it'll begin in Richmond the day before, and I think I understood you said you'll be having a press conference in each city. Is that correct?
That is correct, because we want America to understand what is happening and what is going on with Planned Parenthood's targeting. Most people don't know what the Negro Project is, and they've never heard of it. So in Richmond, they will talk about that. What is the Negro Project? And then what is the pastor's role in stopping that Negro Project today in the 21st century? Mm-hmm. They will talk about the predatory targeting that Planned Parenthood has been implementing all across the country.
Catherine, we're coming up on a break, and we're going to pick up on the other side there, okay? Our phone guest today is Catherine Davis. She's the president of the Restoration Project, and she's sharing about the National Day of Mourning coming up on August 31st, 2019. We'll be right back after this break.
Things you do, You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the
great things. And powerful. No one can do the things you do.
You're the beginning.
You're the beginning.
Music of Jennifer Merkel, the song Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Catherine Davis. She's the president of the Restoration Project, and she's talking about the National Day of Mourning, an important project coming up on August 31st, 2019. And we're inviting every single listener to, at minimum, pray for God to use this mightily to lift up the name of Jesus and to point to the tragedy of abortion and pray that God would move upon his people to help end the tragedy of abortion in our culture, in our nation, in our culture as well. Father, we thank you for Catherine. Thank you for the Restoration Project. Thank you, Lord, for this event, Lord. And Lord, anoint the event with a mighty anointing, Lord. And I pray that you'd stir listeners to really pray for this event, for it to be a tool in your hands to help people see the tragedy that's behind abortion, and use it to stir your people to pray for the ending of abortion. And again, help us to really pray the way you'd have us to pray, to really be involved in the warfare of standing for life and against the tragedy of abortion. And Lord, stir your people to get involved in the ways you want them to get involved with the battle for life. Thank you, and we praise you for the opportunity to do just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, our phone guest is Catherine Davis. And Catherine, you were just starting to share about what was to happen at the different press conferences. You said again, they will happen in Richmond, Virginia, Charlotte, Atlanta, and end in Birmingham. But you were sharing about the contents of the different press conferences.
Absolutely. We want people to understand and know exactly what it is that Planned Parenthood is doing and how they have laid out their strategy to target the Black community. So one of the things they've done is put up billboards, if you can believe it, that say abortion is sacred. And they begin to tell this lie about the Black maternal mortality rate, as if our children are some kind of disease that's going to kill us. And so we are going to talk about that in the press conference in Richmond. We're going to talk about their strategy of paying into the campaigns of elected officials like Governor Northam, who received just under $2 million to continue Planned Parenthood's trail of tears that hurt women. Mm-hmm. When we get to Charlotte, we're going to talk about the role of the church in this fight for life, that the church is engaged and standing. We're going to have pastors' wives who will talk about our children are not objects or a disease like Planned Parenthood wants us to believe. They're going to talk about the numbers of children that have been aborted and exposed Planned Parenthood's agenda of genocide. And we're going to encourage the church all around the country to use their voices to stop Planned Parenthood's Negro project from going any further. Mm-hmm. When we get to Atlanta, we will talk about abortion is not a civil right. Alveda King will spend some time exposing how abortion is not a civil right. We will talk about how abortion destroys and destabilizes families. We will talk about how Planned Parenthood not only pays into the campaigns of legislators like Northam, but they will target Black legislators to be defeated, like Katrina Jackson from Louisiana, who has sponsored most, if not all, of the pro-life legislation that has come out of that state. She's a Black Democrat, and they have targeted her campaign to try to defeat her and keep her from going into the Senate there. Or like they did Margo Davidson in Pennsylvania. Margo's cousin was actually killed by that awful abortionist, Kermit Gosnell. Mm-hmm. And so she ran for the House there and won a seat and stood up and spoke in support of legislation that would make sure that no other woman suffered at the hands of an abortionist the way her cousin did. And Planned Parenthood's response to that was to target her and field a candidate against her to try to stop her from representing her district there in Pennsylvania. And then we will go on to Birmingham, where we will have a fourth press conference celebrating Alabama for being the first state to restore rights to a class of people, the baby in the womb. Just like Dred Scott stripped rights from the Black community by defining Dred Scott as property, so Roe v. Wade stripped rights from babies in the womb. And Alabama has said enough. They've put a law in place to have a complete ban against abortion, and we are going to celebrate them for restoring those rights to the babies in the womb. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about the Birmingham Proclamation, where pastors in Birmingham have come together to stand against the construction of that Planned Parenthood to keep Birmingham abortion-free. And pastors have organized and come together to stop it. Mm-hmm. We will talk about the Justice Fund. I don't know if you know, Pastor, but Planned Parenthood will pay thousands of dollars to send women and girls to states like New Mexico and New York for a late-term abortion. They call it their Justice Fund. They see it as just to terminate the lives of Black babies. And they never tell the woman that the longer she waits for to make the abortion decision, the greater the risk to her life. They never tell them that, and they actually fund and send women all around the country to the states where late-term abortion is acceptable. They've also established an abortion pipeline for themselves, because after they do the abortions on women, they give them low-dose birth control pills and tell them, now this is going to help you prevent you from becoming pregnant, but should the birth control pills fail, we want you to come back to us immediately, because if you carry that child to term, it's going to be born with birth defects. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how many women believe that and rush back to the Planned Parenthood to take another life of their child.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will talk about the 3% lie and how Planned Parenthood in 2010 changed their entire model and have moved away from providing the so-called health care that they claim they provide, like colonoscopies and pap smears and stuff for women. And instead, they've required every one of their facilities to do some form of abortion, whether it's the surgical abortion or the abortion by the pill, RU486. Mm-hmm. And then we will end that press conference with the roll call and just talking about the many women who have been killed in a botched abortion. Because the abortion industry really exercises the standard of care that you would get if you were having surgery in a real surgical facility where they could probably help save your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we will then go into the church and we will pray about every one of these areas where we know Planned Parenthood has been orchestrating a plan and carrying out a plan to take the lives of Black children, and they applaud if they can get the mother in that mix as well.
Hmm. Well, you know, Catherine, you've mentioned that specifically Planned Parenthood is either they've already built or they're in the process of building facilities in, again, you said Richmond and Charlotte and Birmingham, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, then. And in Birmingham now, the facility in Birmingham, it's not finished, but they're building it right now, correct?
It's not finished, nor is the one in Richmond finished. And
okay.
So we are going to pray for divine intervention that neither one of those facilities are finished. But if they get finished, then God would take those buildings and repurpose them for life, repurpose them to provide a service to the community, rather than death and destruction to the community.
Mm-hmm. Would you take time now specifically to pray for believers to rise up and get involved with praying towards the end that you just mentioned?
Yes, Father, we just thank you that you do call us to pray. You told us to pray, and you made a way for us to come boldly before your throne to make those prayers. And so we're asking now for an awakening in the people all across America, Lord. Would you awaken the people to understand that Planned Parenthood has implemented a diabolical plan to control the Black birth rate, and they are constructing larger and larger facilities, Lord God, to make that happen. All across America, they're even closing some of their smaller facilities and rolling them into these mammoth facilities where they can take the lives of several thousand children each and every year. And so we're asking, Lord, that you would help us to have wisdom on how to stop these constructions, or if not stop them, that you would shut them down and repurpose those buildings to a cause that will glorify you. We are asking that every single one of these buildings, Richmond, Charlotte, Birmingham, that these buildings would be made a habitation where you would be pleased to come, where you would be pleased to show yourself real to the people, that they will no longer be dens of destruction and death, as Planned Parenthood intends, but they will become life-giving facilities where people can get real help for medical care, where they can get real medical care rather than this abortion that always, 100% of the time, takes the life of a human being, of a baby in the womb. So we thank you that those buildings are being repurposed, that even the contractors convict their consciences that they will no longer want to contribute to the construction of a facility that is going to take life. So we ask for them to be convicted and to turn from those constructions, to turn. Even some of them say they are men of God. Some of them, these businesses, claim you as their God. So we pray for conviction to fall on them that they are not fulfilling their godly purpose as you ordained, that they're constructing facilities where so many will die. We thank you for it now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Catherine, for praying. And again, this event, it culminates on August 31st at Guiding Light Church in Birmingham, Alabama. Again, you said 10:30 in the morning is when it begins, correct?
Correct.
Okay, then. And I want to challenge if listeners that either if you live in the North Alabama community or if you want to travel there to be a part of this event, Guiding Light Church is located again in the Birmingham, Alabama community. 1800 John Rogers Drive is the address for that church. And I would encourage you, make it your business to go to be there to pray with them. Or if you can't get there, I want to encourage you really pray for God to use this witness for life, this whole event, the processionals that will be coming up to this event and the day as well. But if you can get there, hope that you'll go and just in unity with those believers that will be gathering for that purpose, hope that you'll do just that too. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest is Catherine Davis. She's the president of the Restoration Project, and she's sharing about the National Day of Mourning on August 31st. We'll be right back after this break. Music of Fred Hammond, the song Please Don't Pass Me By. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Catherine Davis. She's the president of the Restoration Project, and she's been sharing about the National Day of Mourning, an event that will take place at Guiding Light Church on August 31st, 2019 in Birmingham, Alabama. Again, for believers that are listening, if you can go and be a part of that event, we certainly invite and encourage you to do that. Again, Guiding Light Church is located at 1800 John Rogers Drive in Birmingham, Alabama. If you can go and be there 10:30, that's Saturday morning, August 31st. Hope that you'll go and be there as, again, act of unity with the believers that will be gathering there to stand for life and make a statement for life and against the tragic organization called Planned Parenthood as well. Catherine, I wanted to ask you this, too. You know, you mentioned, for example, that Planned Parenthood has put up billboards that say abortion is sacred, and they also call their fund to help women go across state lines. They call it the Justice Fund, and it illustrates the extreme deception with which Planned Parenthood consistently functions with They deceive from beginning to end, people. And, you know, abortion, sadly, is another word for murder. And so they're trying to say murder is sacred. And also to say that it's justice to allow women to go and take the lives of their babies across state lines. Any other thoughts you want to share about that?
Well, if we go back and look at the Roe v. Wade decision, they had to get around the fact that children in the womb are persons. Hmm. So they had to get around that, so they began to characterize our children as something other than a human being. And Planned Parenthood has used that to craft this whole message of what, you know, to redefine what justice is.
Mm-hmm.
And you are exactly right. They are saying that it is just to take the life of our children in the womb. Mm-hmm. They are using civil rights language like access to describe the services that they provide, and yet they won't maintain their clinics in a manner that would meet any reasonable standard of medical care. And that's the thing that people don't understand. They have this whole deceptive campaign that they have marketed for the last 46 years that where they try to make themselves appear to be champions of women, especially black women.
Mm-hmm.
That they all are champions. They are giving us new civil rights when, in fact, what they're doing is enticing us, luring us into these abortion centers that are anything but safe, anything but clean. But then they, you know, will put a billboard in our neighborhood, abortion is health care. That's one of the ones they put up in Charlotte. I don't know of any other health care that results in the death of a human being 100% of the time.
That's right.
More likely, the mother, too. So, yes, they are deceiving us on a grand scale into believing that somehow they are providing us with reasonable service, that they are championing our cause when anything, that's anything but the truth.
Well, you know, Catherine, I recall a minister, he made kind of a simple statement, but it made a powerful point. He said, deception is deception because it's deception. And the reality is, again, Planned Parenthood majors on deception. They lie from beginning to end, yet they use people, political and religious leaders, to make statements to try to back up what they say. But in reality, it's extreme deception. And there's such a need for bold leadership, both in the church and states, bold Christian statesmen that are willing to stand up and boldly proclaim the truth, because the truth really blows these lies out of the water when someone boldly proclaims them. So there's a great need for courageous leadership to stand up and just make statements. The Word of God says, you shall not murder. And that's not a hard statement to grasp. But sadly, you have those that dance all around a truth like that as if it's just not true. So I wanted to ask you this, Catherine. The processional that is a part of the event that's going to happen coming up at the end of the month, why did you choose to use a processional as a part of this event?
We chose a processional because we've had events around the country before protesting against Planned Parenthood's targeting of black women and babies.
Mm-hmm.
And the media tends to do what I call write us out. For example, around Mother's Day, we had an event in Charlotte with almost 100 black women of influence.
Mm-hmm.
When the print media in Charlotte chose to report on the story, they had a picture of Flip Benham. Flip is a white Caucasian pro-life activist who in the past had chained himself to the doors of abortion centers to try to stop women from going in. So he's considered a bit of an extremist, wacko kind of person in the Charlotte community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they reported on the event that we did in Charlotte, they put a picture of Flip over the headline, Black Leaders Protest Planned Parenthood. They didn't even put that it was Black women protesting mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood. They didn't show any of the pictures of us out there. And when they reported it in the body of the article, they said a couple of dozen
mm-hmm.
Black women. Well, there were almost 100 of us out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to convey that this was an extreme group of people as opposed to who it really was, Black women, mostly women, a few men who were standing against Planned Parenthood, continuing to construct their surgical facilities in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to do something that would enable us to clearly show America that there are Black men and women from all over the country who are going to make the sacrifice to come in a processional fashion, because they won't be able to wipe that out.
Mm-hmm.
When you see hundreds of cars coming down 85 and then on 20, going down 20 to Birmingham, they will have to tell the truth that we are protesting the targeting that Planned Parenthood has done in the Black community since 1939, and we want it to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are making the sacrifice to come, and it is a sacrifice to drive those 600 miles from Richmond to Birmingham, but it will be a sacrifice that we believe God will reward as America comes awake to the genocide that Planned Parenthood is committing in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Why we wanted a processional.
Okay.
And the cars will have a car magnet on
okay.
them that says 20 million Black lives lost. So people will absolutely know that we are crying out about the babies.
Okay, so the car magnets will help distinguish all the vehicles that are part of the processional specifically then?
That's correct.
I see.
That's correct.
Okay.
So people will be able to see and recognize, oh, that's that processional I heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray some of your listeners will make the sacrifice to come. We have people coming from New York, from Illinois, from Louisiana, from Texas, that are coming to join in this processional. And we pray that we will get more, that they will go to the website, nationaldayofmourning.life.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
on there is a list of the sites where people can join into the processional in Richmond, in Raleigh, because we're going to stop in Raleigh, in Charlotte, in Atlanta. There are even seats left on the bus out of Atlanta right now, so they can purchase a seat on the bus from Atlanta to Birmingham for $26.
Okay.
As we are going down 20 to show America that we don't agree that it's okay for anyone to target Black people in this nation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We
okay.
want to cry out and spare not, that the targeting needs to stop. And we're also asking that our government get out of the population control business and stop funding Planned Parenthood through Title X.
That's right.
So we need to get out of the Office of Population Affairs. It should be abolished as well,
mm-hmm.
so that Black people can be free in this country to live our lives the way God intended for us to live them, without different groups, segregationists, eugenicists, Planned Parenthood, targeting us and targeting our children in particular
mm-hmm.
To die by abortion. We want it to stop.
Okay. Share the website again for people that want more information about the event as well as your ministry.
It is National Day of Mourning.life.
Okay.
And if people want information about my organization, they can go to the therestorationproject.life.
Okay.
Either one will give them information about Planned Parenthood and what they've been doing, and the Office of Population Affairs and what they've been doing. So
okay.
It's National Day of Mourning.life and the therestorationproject.life.
All right. And these websites will give information more specifically about both the processional, how people can get involved, and the locations, that sort of thing as well.
And we are asking people to pray. We cannot do this without divine intervention from our Lord. And so next week we are going to have a 24/7 prayer chain. Mm-hmm. And people can sign up to take 30 minutes or an hour for the 7 days beginning Sunday to Saturday to pray and ask the Lord to guide us and lead us and help bring this scourge that is decimating the Black community today, bring it to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Because 20 million Black lives lost is 20 million too many, and we want it to stop.
Okay. Well, Catherine, our time is about gone. Thank you so much for sharing about the National Day of Mourning and this event and how people can get involved. And I'm challenging every single listener to pray much for Catherine and for the Restoration Project and specifically for this event, the National Day of Mourning. Thank you so much for being with us. And we certainly hope that there will be a huge response to this event then, Catherine, okay?
Thank you so much.
All righty. Again, we're inviting, encouraging every single listener, pray for Catherine, pray for the Restoration Project, and pray for the National Day of Mourning that will bring glory to God and do much to build the kingdom of God, to stand for life, to take a stand for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. As always, we appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.